Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle. I'm your host, Ben Hemmer, and I'm here with my co-host, once again, JJP, Jaden Park. And we're here with special guest.
My name is Chris. Nice to meet everybody.
So first off, you know, how did you get to DMAC, and where are you from? And yeah, just tell us how you got here.
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, born and raised there. Been there since I was in third grade, all the way up to now. And then got to DMAC in August, and I've been here for about a little over 3 months now.
Nice. You like it here?
It's cold.
Yeah, that's Iowa for you.
That is. For lack of better words, it is. It feels like Jack Frost done had a panic attack, but.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But it is cool. It is peaceful. It is something I was trying to get into in general. So I'm just glad and I'm blessed and highly favored to be in this predicament.
So what's your major here at DMAC?
I am a liberal arts major as of right now.
So like, what do you want to go into when you get, you know, older? And
I do not know.
You don't know?
And I don't know.
That's why, you know, you're here, you're trying to, you know, get your stuff and, you know, trying to figure out.
Get all the gen eds done.
So I talked to you before, you know, we saw each other on the basketball court.
Absolutely.
In DMAC. And so do you hoop yourself? Are you, you know, a hooper, and are you a good hooper? And
the best way I can put that is no.
No, you're not.
I am a fighter. I am a boxer. That is what I am.
Who's the greatest boxer of all time?
Oh, that's a whole 3 hours of a podcast worth of discussion. But the greatest boxer, in my honest opinion, is Mike Tyson, by all means.
Great. I mean, did you watch his fight against Jake Paul?
I wish I didn't. But
Netflix just crashed out. It just crashed out.
I wish I didn't, but yes, even though that fight was
rigged. It was. He got paid. Bro, he literally just stood there like this. He threw one punch. I bet you got paid millions of dollars just to stand there.
I guarantee you Mike got paid over 50 bends for that.
Probably.
Over 50 M's, I mean.
He had to. Because there's just no way you can just stand there and not be paid money. There's just no way.
Right. And when he got hit with, I believe, a right hand that one singular round, Jake was like, oh.
This 58-year-old still got it.
Right. He's like, oh, I'm in trouble if I get hit with that. But yeah, as a whole, even in his prime and out of his prime, Mike Tyson is and will always be, in my opinion, the greatest fighter to ever live in this current generation.
What about Muhammad Ali?
Very much so, yes.
I think they're 1A, 1B. I think that they're,
to an extent, yeah.
Do you watch UFC, MMA? You know, who are some of your, if you do, who are some of your, you know, your favorite fighters that you?
I have watched it. I have trained in it a little bit. Well, never again after I got kicked directly in my temple. No. But I've done that. And the greatest, not necessarily the greatest, but some fighters I've watched have been Conor McGregor for sure.
The Notorious. Dustin Poirier.
I have watched Dustin, one of the greatest fighters. I have watched Max Holloway, Charles Oliveira, Ilya Topuria.
Israel.
We're not going to talk about him. For sure, John Jones, even though he is on bull.
Khabib?
Most definitely. And then Islam.
Sean O'Malley.
He suck. And that's just a couple fighters to name the amount of active talent, great talent, and all-around phenomenal fighters in that promotion.
Nice, nice. So, can you tell me the main differences in UFC and MMA?
Between UFC and MMA?
Yeah, like the difference, like.
In my opinion, there's no difference. It's just a collective of martial artists and fighters being brought under one singular promotion. And there's Muay Thai, there's Jiu-Jitsu, there is multiple styles of fighting, boxing included, that go into it. Nice. And you have to train for almost any and everything in order to either win or lose horribly.
So I don't think people realize, like, if you lose, you train so much for one match like that. And it could take a toll on, you know, anybody. And
I would say yes, because at the end of the day, I've been in situations like that. Granted, I only box. I don't do MMA. I will watch it like a child watches PBS Kids, but...
Shout out PBS Kids.
But no, at the end of the day, boxing and MMA are two different things. Like, for example, I've beaten a couple of people in amateurs, and I've never stepped foot in an octagon, and I don't think I ever will.
So who, what's your favorite boxing movies?
Rocky and Creed, for sure.
Adrian. Oh, man. Who do you think would win in a fight, Rocky or Creed?
Oh, Creed, for sure, because he trained under Rocky.
So, like, he knows all, pretty much all of Rocky's stuff is Creed. Like, Creed wouldn't be what he is without Rocky.
Yes.
Like,
and I think stylistically, too, Creed would have a way better time against Rocky than Rocky would against Creed.
I think Rocky might land the first punch, but then I think, you know, he might.
My fault.
So, I got to ask you this, because me and Jaden talk about this all the time. Who is the NBA GOAT?
Oh, man. God, don't strike me. But LeBron.
Yes, sir.
All right, I think MJ's the GOAT, and hear me why. I you guys can think LeBron's the GOAT. I'm not hating, but right. Jordan never lost the finals.
Absolutely.
Could have won more if he didn't go play baseball.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm not saying LeBron doesn't make his teammates around him better, but, like, MJ trusted his teammates in good situation. He trusted John Paxson, Steve Kerr, and he made teammates around him better. Again, not saying LeBron didn't do that. I have no hate on LeBron. I just think MJ's the GOAT. And he redefined the sport of basketball, right? You know? And, like, when he first came to the league was dying, right? And
very much so it was.
He made it to what it is. I'm not saying today, but, like, in the early 90s, and he made it what it is. He played against John Stockton. He played against Karl Malone. Facts. He played against Magic Johnson. Facts. He played against Gary Payton. Facts. He played against Karl Malone twice, and he never lost the finals.
That's facts.
He never did.
You're not wrong in that, but as a whole, you could also make the same argument for LeBron as well.
Yeah.
For the current sport of basketball, you could say that he redefined it, that he made it better, that he does uplift his teammates, that he's played with legends as well. And you can also put into the fact that he is the first, I would say the first basketball player to also play with his prodigy as well.
Yeah.
Because him and his son have played for the same team as well.
I've told people this. I think Brian's a great player. I think he should have came back to school, right? You know, he didn't play a full season of college basketball, right? Because of his heart stuff. But right. I'm not hating on him. I think he's a great player. I just think he should have came back more. You know, you got to realize, this is grown men that he's playing against. Like, guys absolutely. That can be his dad. And if he can't even do well against kids his own age, average 4 points. Now, like I said, he didn't play a full season. But if he would have came back to school, you know, average 18, 19 points a game against kids his age, then he could have been a first-round pick, and the Lakers would have selected him. Because we all know what team was going to take him. I mean, I'm not saying he should have not got drafted. I'm just saying that he could have improved his draft stock if he would have came back to school.
Absolutely. And that I agree with heavily. But at the end of the day, basketball is not my sport, so
it's not fun to watch anymore. It's literally like a glorified pickup game. It's not fun.
Yeah.
There's no defense, and even if you like touch a guy like barely, they're gonna call it a foul. It's just not what it used to be. Like,
true, but I can attest, because I've watched some of the recent games myself.
Who's the best player in the league right now?
I couldn't tell you that because I don't watch basketball enough.
Jokic?
No.
You don't think so?
No, if we're going to talk about from teams that I know personally, who is that kid? Cooper Flagg, I believe.
That's Cooper and them?
That's Cooper and them.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? He was born in 2006. He was born in December of 2006. This dude right here is older than him.
That is crazy.
Let me say it one more time. This guy that's sitting right next to me, Mr. Jaden Park, is older than Cooper Flagg.
Unk allegations.
He is, man. And but, like, here's the thing, though. It's like, Jordan went up against the Pistons, and did you see what he did to him? They bullied him.
Absolutely.
They bullied him. They put him on the ground. He would get mad at the refs, and he couldn't do anything about it. Pistons just bullied him around. But then he was able to overcome adversity. He was able to get past the Pistons.
Right.
And he, like, if... I'm gonna say this again. Like, if Jordan didn't retire three different times, he'd be the NBA's all-time leading scorer. I think he would be.
He would. That, and there's no discussion in that at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I can agree with that.
I don't think that if he would have retired three different times, I think he would have won every year from 91 to 98, and I think that he would be the NBA's all-time leading scorer. But people always say, well, Scottie Pippen, like, he wouldn't have any championships without Scottie Pippen. You gotta realize MJ made Scottie Pippen a good player, right? Like, MJ, he needed the. You don't think he made MJ a good player?
No.
He made MJ.
I think Scottie Pippen is his own talent.
No, and I agree with that at the end of the day.
There could be an argument, though.
LeBron didn't make Kyrie. LeBron didn't make Dwayne Wade.
Like,
they're their own player. You can't say that MJ made Scottie Pippen.
It's like saying Jordan made
helped him.
It's like saying Jordan made Kobe. No.
Hey, even in The Last Dance, Kobe's like, I wouldn't be what I am without MJ. Like, that episode.
And I can agree with, yes, that he wouldn't be nowhere without MJ because at the end of the day, they played on the same team. But.
What do you mean the same team? Like,
Pippen.
Correct me if I'm wrong, were both Jordan and Kobe and LeBron James on the same team at one point in time?
No, they weren't. You're talking about Shaq? Shaq and Kobe. Yes. Shaq and LeBron were on the same team. Shaq and Kobe and LeBron and Shaq were both, they played together.
Okay. But I can say this with confidence that each individual legend that we're all currently talking about, they are their own player in their own individual right. They are their own talent in their own individual right.
Like, I think Curry's good. I think KD's good. I think Jokic is good. I think LeBron is good. For him Absolutely. To be able to sustain success for so many years like that, and for him to just, yeah, I mean, this dude is, he's 40 years old, and he's still putting up, like, do you see another night? He sacrificed his teammates, like, 8 points and whatever. Like, the last time LeBron scored under 10 points, like, this dude was 6 months old. Like, that's just, that Bronny was 2 years old. Cooper Flagg was, like, 2 months old. Like, it's just.
Thanks. And it's like I'm saying, you can't say, oh, one player made this player. Not at all.
But, like, you could make the argument, too, is, like, without Karl Malone, John Stockton would be nothing. Without Shaq, Kobe wouldn't be nothing. It's just, you know, arguments like that.
Kobe was a beast with or without Shaq.
Yeah, after Shaq left, he did prove, I mean, he won a finals with, you know, Phil Jackson. And
right.
Yeah. But I think MJ made Phil Jackson a good coach. Like, same with LeBron. I think he made Spoelstra a good coach.
Like, you just can't compare that. You, like, can't say that.
Because look at MJ.
You can say that people make each other.
No, like, I'm saying as a coach.
Like, what do you think about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Who do you think? Like, you think Tom Brady made Bill Belichick?
I mean, look at Bill Belichick before Brady. I mean, like, I don't. If Tom Brady was drafted to a different team, he would have been out of the league like 10 years ago. He would have. I mean, I think luck got involved into it. I think if Drew Bledsoe would have not gotten hurt, I think nobody would know who Tom Brady is. He would have been a solid NFL backup for maybe 10 plus years, but if Drew Bledsoe never got hurt, nobody would know who Tom Brady is. And so, I mean, we'll never know, right? And, you know, we can
if I can't make the argument in boxing terms, that's like saying, oh, Mike Tyson wouldn't be nothing without Ali. That's like saying Canelo wouldn't be nothing without Mayweather. That's like saying, with all due respect, Mayweather wouldn't have increased to another level of stardom without Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
That's like saying Ronda Rousey wouldn't be nothing without Amanda Nunes. Like,
yeah,
you can make that argument in plenty of different sports.
Yeah, I mean, we could sit here for hours and talk about that. Like,
right.
We could.
We could sit here for hours at a time, but at the end of the day, each individual person that I just named, regardless of their sport, is a legend in their own category.
Yeah, like, Dave, LeBron has changed the game with his longevity. Jordan changed the game with his scoring and never losing titles. Kobe changed the game with just being, like, with flashy dunks. Like,
absolutely.
It's just, yeah. So who's your NBA's all-time starting five?
Damn. I would say LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, Jordan, Pippen.
Pippen? Yes. Okay, here's mine. Steph Curry.
Absolutely.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
LeBron.
Mm.
Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And, I need a power forward, though. I'll just take Shaq. And here's my other one. Here's my 1B, my backup one.
Right.
Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson.
Okay.
MJ.
Right.
Kobe.
Okay.
Tim Duncan. And Shaq.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that because I haven't watched basketball enough to.
I think Tim Duncan is the best power forward of all time.
To make a certain comment on that. But, yeah, those are solid lists. Very solid. Very on par list.
JJP, what's your list?
Curry, KD.
Ooh, okay.
LeBron, Kareem, Shaq.
You got Kareem and Shaq in the same lineup. That's dangerous. The skyhook with those monster dunks. No one's stopping that lineup.
Wait a minute. You said Kareem and
Kareem and
Shaq. That's deadly.
That is a dangerous
lineup. No one's stopping that team. It's over. I ain't
gonna lie, that is a dangerous lineup.
Especially you got Curry, too, shooting those threes. It's over.
And especially Shaq in his prime. Oh, good lord.
Remember when he pushed that guy over?
Right. That
Chris Dudley. Yeah. He buoyed him, bro. And that guy tried to throw the ball back.
Man, that is a dangerous lineup that man has concocted right there.
And the Skyhook, too. No one's stopping that Skyhook. Come on now. Nobody. Not even close.
No, not at all. Guaranteed.
Nobody. I mean, maybe Shaq is the only one that could come close to stopping that, but I don't think anybody.
I think it's a lose-lose situation for anybody who
Do you watch WNBA at all, or?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't want to watch women just dribbling a basketball around?
It's not that. I just don't see the I just don't see the point.
That's fair.
It doesn't pique my interest.
So who are some of the best hoopers or football players or athletes to come out of the Dallas area?
Cooper Flagg for sure.
No, I'm talking about like from Dallas.
From Dallas.
Yeah, or like from the area, like Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth area. Marcus Garrett from Skyline, like we were talking about. He played at Kansas, was a great defender.
Absolutely. Errol Spence Jr., one of the top-rated boxers to come out of Dallas for sure.
Jamari McDowell, I think, is from around. You know who that is for Kansas? Yeah, he's from Texas, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I was going to say yes, CeeDee Lamb as well.
Where did he go to high school at?
Where did he go to high
school? I think he went somewhere in like, I know it's Texas, but I don't. Best receiver, one of the top five receivers in the NFL for sure, and I think he's, you know, just a great receiver.
Yeah, absolutely, but that does pique my interest. Where did CeeDee Lamb?
I know he went to Oklahoma for college, but I don't know where he went to high school.
Who
I think
he have his quarterback in college?
Baker. Baker and Kyler Murray.
He had both of them? That's what I was wondering.
He had Baker, Kyler Murray, and Jalen Hurts.
Jeez.
Who were on all now NFL. Speaking of Kyler, he just got hurt.
Yeah, he did.
But he's cooked.
The streets are saying that Jacoby Brissett's better than him.
Bruh, old Unc Joe Jacoby Brissett, man.
Right, but to answer that previous question, CeeDee Lamb went to John and Ralph Foster High School in Richmond, Texas.
How far is that from Dallas?
Oh, hours.
Hours?
Hours.
How far is San Antonio from Dallas?
Hours.
About Houston?
Hours.
How about El Paso?
Hours.
They're all hours away.
I'm gonna say if we're gonna talk about Houston specifically, Houston's like 4 hours.
It is.
Yeah.
Been to Houston?
Houston's lovely.
It is.
That is the best.
What place in Texas is terrible? Like you never want to go to.
No place in Dallas or Texas, period, is horrible. I would say.
You meant like the area that down in Dallas and Fort Worth, or like? What about Waco?
Waco's cool. Waco's what I would call the boonies. Waco's is just tumbleweeds. But
what about Lubbock?
I do not know what that is.
Texas Tech University.
Okay. Not the boonies, but the boonies. Plano's cool. Plano got good sites to go see.
You ever been in the Alamo Dome?
Yes.
Or no, the Alamo, not the Alamo Dome. Both, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to both. What else?
Wiley?
No. I have not been there. No.
You haven't?
I have not. I've been to Dallas, I've been to Houston, I've been to majority of the bigger cities.
Grapevine?
Grapevine?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Meow Wolf's out there, so yeah.
What is?
There's a place called Meow Wolf.
Oh.
It is. Have y'all basically seen Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is basically something like that. And it's more interactive and more. Basically, a little kid would have as much fun as they possibly could.
So, kind of like a play place inside McDonald's, like stuff like that?
to an extent, but for older kids, yeah.
Nice.
That is what I would say.
So, go back to some of the best athletes to come out of like Dallas, or just your favorite athletes to come out of Texas in general.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb for sure. Dak Prescott, even though he can't throw for
nothing. He's not from Texas, I don't think.
Is he from Texas?
He plays for the Cowboys. I think he's from like Mississippi or something.
Let's look that up, shall we?
He plays for the Cowboys.
He does play for the Cowboys.
He went to like Mississippi State.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah.
Well, he was drafted in like the fifth round or something.
It's like 2015, I think.
Okay, so he's not from Dallas. No, he's from Louisiana.
He was born, or did he go to high school there?
He went to high school in Louisiana.
Dang, I did not know that.
Yeah, he went to high school in Louisiana. Who else? Like I said, Earl Spence for sure, CeeDee Lamb. Those are the two I can just name off of the top of my head. I would have to do a lot more research.
You know, Spencer Rattler? No, he's from Arizona. I thought he's from Texas for some reason, though. I'm trying to think of some other good quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield from Texas.
Facts.
Kyler Murray's from Texas.
Facts.
Patrick Mahomes from Texas. From Tyler. You ever been to Tyler?
I've been to Tyler, but we're not going to talk about Mahomes at the moment.
Vince Young?
Yep, Vince Young. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Facts.
All right.
Simone Biles is from Texas, right?
Who?
Simone Biles. You know her?
She is from Texas. Yep.
What part? I did not know that.
I don't know.
Her husband actually is on the Bears, by the way.
Yes. Hold on.
That Jonathan Owens. Yep.
Where?
I'm trying to think of some other athletes here.
No.
She's not?
Oh, technically yes, and technically no as well. After looking it up now, it says she was born in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm.
But she,
the Ohio State.
But she later moved to Spring, Texas at the age of 3.
I'm trying to think of some other like good athletes. There's been a lot of like baseball players, obviously. Like, man, can you think of any? Like, I'm just trying to
looking them up.
Trying to think of some like some legends, like famous athletes come out of Texas, obviously. Like,
Drew Brees.
Yep, Drew Brees. Yep, from Westlake, Austin Westlake High School. Yep,
George Foreman.
Oh my God, I'm a boxer and I forgot about George.
Bro, you know all of his kids' name are George? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you name all your kids George, bro? That doesn't make any sense.
He wants
sense.
To continue the lineage.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh.
I did not know that. What? Yeah, nice.
Adrian Peterson?
Yep. AP, yep.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
What about basketball players? I know there's some.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Kendall Brown.
LaMarcus Aldridge?
Yep, LaMarcus Aldridge.
KD.
But he's not from Texas, but he went to Texas, yeah. But.
Right. I was going to say, if we're going to talk about Dallas for a second, I can't name athletes off of the top of my head. I can for sure name artists off of the top of my head.
You can name some artists. Go ahead.
I can absolutely name Dallas legends. We got
Post Malone.
Posty for sure. Mo3 for sure. That Mexican OT for sure.
That one Mexican guy.
Yes. We got R&B FOMA. We got OG Chris. Yes. Man. Don't get me started. Bro.
Who's your favorite Texas rapper? Or like Texas, just any.
Oh, artist?
Yeah.
It would have to be Mo3 for sure. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Do you have any Texas, like, are you a Texas Longhorns fan? Are you a Baylor fan? Or what's your
team? No. If my friends back home heard me picking sides, oh my God.
You like Austin, Texas?
Austin's cool. I'm finna say UNT is cool. UTD is cool.
UT Austin or?
Yeah, UTA.
I actually have a cousin that goes there, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we got University of Dallas. Then you got
UTSA, Baylor, TCU,
man,
SMU.
The amount of,
Lamar University.
Then you got Incarnate Paul Quinn Ward. College as well.
Like, Incarnate Ward.
Man, the amount of HBCUs and top-ranked schools out in Dallas right now is phenomenal, beyond belief.
What about Melissa, Texas?
Oh, I don't know nothing about Melissa. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know nothing about Melissa.
So what's your favorite place to go to in Texas and why? Favorite? Besides Dallas. Let's take that out of the picture for a minute. What is your favorite place to go to?
My favorite spot, if I had to go somewhere that is not in, can it be downtown?
Sure.
If it can be downtown, I would have to go to the Dave and Buster's right off of the
highway. No, I'm talking about like place, like Dallas or besides Dallas, like Austin, Fort Worth or
Plano.
What's there good in Plano to do?
If you actually look, there's certain amusement parks, arcades and stuff like that, skating rinks too. And then Houston, you got Andretti's for the people who know what Andretti's is. And then
you got the Astros. The Trastros, actually. Cheaters.
Facts.
They're cheaters, man. Don't ever cheer for the Astros.
Man, we ain't going to talk about. Oh, wait. If we're going to go back onto the topic of sports, you got the Stars.
Yeah, Dallas Stars. And speaking of actors, Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson and his older brother.
Facts.
The Wilson brothers.
Absolutely. Man, Dallas is lovely. Texas is lovely.
Do you think Dallas is. What's the biggest place in Texas? Isn't it Dallas, I'm pretty sure?
No, Houston.
Houston?
Houston. if my memory serves, out of Dallas or Houston, which one would be the biggest? I think it's Houston.
Does it? What's? I think it's Houston, Dallas, and then San Antonio. Or it might be flipped. I think it's Houston, San Antonio, then Dallas.
Let's look that up, because that actually makes me curious. Let's see. I said, what is the biggest city? Yeah, I was right.
Houston?
Yeah. And then I think your order would be right. Yeah.
So Houston, San Antonio, then Dallas. Dallas.
Yes. And it says, the biggest city in Texas by population is Houston, often followed closely by San Antonio and Dallas, with Houston constantly leading as the most populous urban center in the state, home to over 2.3 million people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
So what high school did you go to in Dallas?
Oh, I went to multiple.
Or which one did you... Okay, yeah, just talk about the two that you went to.
Went to Harmony School of Business.
Oh, Guyer, too.
Yeah.
Denton, Texas. Yeah, I forgot. You know Jalen Wilson?
Yes.
He's from... I'm a Kansas fan, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and then we got that. You have... KPG, LA, Kip Pleasant Grove Leadership Academy, and then you got A-Plus Academy. Those are all the three schools I went to throughout high school.
Which one did you graduate from?
Kip Pleasant Grove Leadership Academy, first graduating class of that school.
What year did it open?
I couldn't tell you.
I gotta go get
them. Bring them in here?
No.
So who was your favorite, any like big athlete that come from your school? Or?
No, not at all, actually. We were... a charter school, so...
You guys don't have, like, sports or anything?
We don't have... Not necessarily we don't have sports. We had stuff like flag football and stuff like that.
So, like, intramurals, yeah.
Yeah. Which I loved and hated because I wanted to tackle somebody so heavily.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. And then I just sucked at basketball, so I never played. And then...
So, you wanted to play football, but you weren't, like, good at it necessarily? Or is
no,
that-
I was good at football. In my opinion, and from what my coaches at the time told me, absolutely. I was better at football than I was at basketball. That is for sure.
What position would you play if you were to play football?
DN.
How tall are you?
I was starting my...
No, like now. How are
you? Oh, 5'11".
5'11"?
Yeah.
You'd be a DN. Do you think you'd be a good DN?
Yes. With the absolute confidence. Yes.
How many sacks do you think you're averaging if we put you in a game?
If y'all put me in a game...
Oh, yeah.
Hold up a minute. I'm going to open this door.
Go ahead.
Did you get them? Are they coming on?
Yes, but...
Oh. Sadly. All right, so go back to what you were saying about how many sacks you think you're averaging if we put you on an NFL field right now, or we put you on a college football field.
If y'all put me... Granted, I'm rusty. I haven't played football in general since I was a senior in high school. In all honesty, I would... If I was training every day like I was... Four or five. With the utmost confidence.
Who's your favorite player on the Cowboys?
CeeDee Lamb.
You see his grills that he has or whatever?
Out of all the receivers on the
George Dallas Pickens, team. I hate that. I can't stand George Pickens. He's a crybaby.
I can't stand Dak Prescott. He can't throw.
Bro, he does well in the playoffs, and then he does well in the regular season. Playoffs come, he just can't do anything. He just doesn't know how
Very
to play.
Very true, but for example, we were on a winning streak for three games.
You were?
Yeah, we were.
You beat the Chiefs?
We beat the Chiefs. We beat... Who else? We beat the Raiders.
The Eagles?
Yeah, and then I think we beat the Raiders as well.
The Raiders are terrible.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, it's the Raiders.
Right. But we were on a three-game winning streak, coming back every single time in the fourth quarter. We were down by 14 in the game with the Lions.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Did you... I want to hear this result of what happened in this game.
I don't want to talk about it.
I assume you guys lost.
No, we lost. By far.
They almost came back.
They
just let Jahmyr Gibbs run all over them.
I think every team does that. Somehow, yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs is just crazy.
But, like, he wasn't even, like, running good. He was, like, catching passes. They were just leaving him wide open.
Like, check down merchants. But do you ever been to a Spurs game?
No, I have not.
What about a Mavs game?
I've wanted to, but no.
Speaking of that, my guy... Jaden Park here is a Lakers fan. What was your reaction when the Mavericks traded away Luka Doncic?
Why are we trading the star player? He's supposed to have a statue.
What was your thoughts on that? He literally the face of your franchise. You trade away for injury prone Anthony Davis.
If I'm going to be completely honest, we have Cooper Flagg now, and Cooper Flagg is a beast.
Yeah, they got a good trade off. They got the number one pick.
But could you imagine him, Luka, and Cooper Flagg?
That would be dangerous. Phenomenal. That would be dangerous. But I hope y'all enjoy Luka. I hope Luka treats y'all well, and I hope y'all treat Luka well. But
we love Luka.
I know y'all do, but we are coming for that ring. We are coming for that championship.
Still got Kyrie. Uncle Drew. Still got Uncle Drew.
Facts, but still. I wish my team wasn't so stupid at times.
Nico Harrison, what a bum that guy is.
Yeah, we could say the same thing about the manager for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones. He needs to retire, bro. His time has served him.
With an urgency.
Like, bro, he does the. Why would you trade away Michael Parsons for nothing, bro? Like, why? I don't understand why. It's Dallas sports in general is just kind of messed up, to be honest with you.
We're not going to talk about that. That situation is going to get me heated because he traded somebody who was injury prone he traded somebody who was doing well, a draft pick, somebody who was doing phenomenally, for a injury prone player, a retired player that's pretty much on his last leg. I can't. No. Man. These Cowboys gonna make me cry.
I feel like that's every Cowboy fan, to be honest with you.
Especially when they give us hope for like three games.
Then
like
they don't. Then they can't do anything good. Like they find a way to break your heart.
They always do. That's just the Cowboys. That's how they move. That's how they play. And that is how they always be.
Kind of like my Chicago Bears.
Yo, Bears suck. With confidence.
Didn't we beat you guys this year?
Y'all beat us, but as a whole, y'all suck.
I mean, we are 9-4, but
y'all are 9-4?
Yeah.
But one team I do have to mention and talk about just a tad. What about them Broncos?
My brother's a Broncos fan.
The Broncos are doing phenomenal.
Chiefs are done. They're not winning division anymore.
Oh, not at all. Nope.
I don't know what their problem is. Like they.
Oh, same with the Eagles. Even though they just won.
The Eagles need a Tush Push to be a good team. Like without Jalen Hurts Tush Pushing, I think Jalen Hurts needs a Tush Push to be a good quarterback. He is not a good quarterback at all. He's just a run. All he can do is run. He can't pass.
You can make the same argument about the Ravens too.
True.
In my opinion, but a lot of us say the Ravens are better than the Eagles. And you could honestly make that same argument for the Ravens.
I mean, Saquon was the MVP or was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year last year. Yeah, and broke so many records. And he was on the
1,000 yards, and then he can't even get over 100
yards. It's the Madden curse, I'm telling you. Like,
it's real.
And the Madden curse is real.
I think it is real.
Especially on them Cowboys. But real quick, on a different topic, can we talk about finals? Finals suck.
They do.
Finals suck.
You have to study. You have to, you know, just stay up. It's terrible.
I gotta get my study sheet. I gotta do it right now.
JJ. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Paul Bird, man. Shout out Paul Bird, man. You need, absolutely. If you're Paul Bird, read Jaden's emails.
That's what I'm saying.
Read his emails, bro.
Jaden, bro, it's finals week. How are you not
reading your emails, Paul Bird?
Right. And then same with me before I do unfortunately depart. Finals suck aggressively.
What classes are you taking this term, speaking of that?
I'm taking macroeconomics. I'm taking...
Man, you're taking hard class.
Yes. Econ sucks. Econ sucks. What else? I'm taking Comp 1, and then I'm taking... What else? I'm taking the college experience, even though I don't see the point in that class.
Yeah. I take it, too. Yeah, it's
kind of dumb.
It's okay, but like you really don't do anything. You talk about the same stuff in every class.
Every single time,
it's like I already know this stuff. Man. Yeah, like I already know this stuff. I don't need you to tell me this. Like it's just already, and that class was like high school all over again. Exactly,
and I'm like, man, if we don't actually go over to something that is genuinely intriguing, genuinely important.
Like I'm just sitting there bored out of my mind because I can't do anything. It's just
right, just sitting on my phone or falling asleep majority of the class. It's like, bro, unless you're gonna talk about something important, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, like all I talked about is just classroom expectations. Like, bro, I've listened to this like every single class time, and I don't need to listen. Right. To it. It's a and waste of my time. Like,
right, and it's a waste of my time. It's a waste of your time, and on top of that, it's a waste of everybody else's time. Because at the end of the day,
it's kind
of
like knowing stuff in high school. Like, when am I ever going to use this in real life? Like, when do I need to learn about when this person died? When this president died? It's just like that in history class. Like, I don't care, and I don't want to know. So right. Stop telling me this stuff because it's not useful. Like, we don't ever talk about that stuff on here. I don't use that in my real world. Like, my parents say, oh, we need to use it. I don't use it in my real world, and I don't want to because it's boring and I don't like it. Like,
The best way I can describe it, it's repetitive conversation all over again.
And for the kids that do want to know that stuff, those kids are like, they get their teacher's favorites, first of all. They get everything right on the test. Right. They're crazy.
Absolutely. And then to play into that a bit more, the college experience class is kind of pointless.
If you guys listen to this, do not take it.
You have to take it. It's a requirement.
It should not be required.
It should not be required. Granted, from what I know, you can fail it.
I don't know how you fail it. It's literally like PE. Like, how do you fail PE?
It is like PE. Like, for example, we have a final in it that's 150 points. How dare you? Why? Why? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just...
At the end of the day, I felt like, oh, you should have just gave us our grades and pushed on. Because, man, ain't no way. But I do have to cut time just a tad bit short. I do have to cut it a bit early because I have to go study for my own finals.
We appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you, man. Good conversation. Good talk with you, man. Appreciate every minute of it.
Good having you on.
Man. Hope to see you around. Yeah, it was a
pleasure.
Peace. All right, JJP. So,
what you got for us?
Chicago Bears, man. My Chicago Bears let me down against the Green Bay Packers. I'm very disappointed. I don't think I'll ever get over this loss. But the good thing is we play them again in 2 weeks. My overall thoughts on the game, Caleb fought, right? We played bad in the first half. For us to be able to come out and fight like the way that we did, and for us to come back in that game when I didn't think we'd come back, for us to fight, that just shows you the type of team that we are. And I've told you, JJP, why are we passing the ball on 4th and 1? Why are we passing the ball, Ben? It's 1 yard. All you have to do is run with DeAndre Swift. This lane was wide open. Like, just run. Ben is trying to be too cute. Here's what you should have done. Run it with DeAndre Swift. Get the first down. Then take a shot toward the end zone. Then you have 2 timeouts left. Use them. Like, I just don't understand. The Browns beat that team. The Cleveland Browns with Shedeur Sanders.
And the Browns just lost to the Titans.
Yeah. Like, bro, if the Bears can beat the defending Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, if they can beat them on the road, why can we not beat the Green Bay Packers? Like, I don't understand what Ben was thinking there. Yes, I love Ben Johnson, but I'm going to be critical where I need to be critical at. Why are we not running the football, Ben? I kept telling me that. I kept telling people, run the football. They haven't been able to stop us all night. Why are we going away from what's working? Right? If I was a coach, I would continue to run it. It's 1 yard. Like, I usually don't like people when they run it, but 4th and 1 is when you run it 100% of the time. I don't want to hear, oh, they were stacking the box. Then have Caleb run it. He ran a play earlier in the game just like that. Like, I just don't understand why they aren't running it, Ben. Don't overthink it. It's 1 yard. It's one dang yard. 1 yard. It's not hard.
And they were getting routed up the whole game. He was just throwing bombs, and then they actually came back.
That's what happens. Are you talking about the Packers or the Bears?
The Packers. He was just throwing bombs.
That's what happens. You don't sign a superstar edge rusher. You just let quarterbacks wind up there 30 seconds, just throw to wide open receivers, because guess what? Poles has no interest in going out and getting a superstar edge rusher, and the best we can do at the trade line is Joe Tryon-Chirinka. Like, is that a joke? Like, who? That guy has 6 career sacks. You need to go out and get a guy like Max Crosby. You need to go out and get a guy like a Myles Garrett. First of all, we play Myles Garrett next week, and if we mess around against the Browns, I'm going to be really disappointed in this team. Yes, you should focus on Myles Garrett. Is he a good defensive end? 100% he's a good defensive end. But don't let the Browns get to you. Don't overlook the Browns and focus on the Packers. Take this game one at a game at a time. Beat the Browns, and the Broncos are going to beat the Packers, by the way, and the Bears are going to be back in first place. And
wait, Bo Melton is a cornerback?
Is that the one that plays on the Packers?
Yeah.
I thought he's a receiver. That might be his brother.
Kind of, but no, it says, I looked at Bo Melton as a cornerback, but he's the one that scored that 45-yard touchdown.
I don't know what was going on there, but
freaking offense.
But disappointed in my Chicago Bears.
No bounce back.
We could have done better, Ben. Why, man? I told my parents, it's like, we're going to win this game. We are going to win this football game. Like, we're going to win this game. All we have to do is just keep running. And I saw they passed. I was like, what are you doing, Ben? Like, it's not hard. Run the football on 4th-and-1. You went for it on 4th-and-1 early and you ran it. Why don't you do it again? It's just, yeah, you can blame Caleb, but I blame the coach. And is Ben Johnson a better coach than Matt Eberflus? 1,000% he's better. But in situations like that, you have to run it, man. Stop overthinking it. It's not difficult. Like, you've been running the ball down their throats all game. Run the football, Ben. It's not hard. Every fan knows. Run the football. Yeah, you can blame Cam on that play for not finding Komet, but like,
that was just a bad throw. He was already.
They should have just ran it. They were wide open holes. Like, with this offensive line, why would you not run it? Like, it's just, I will get over this loss eventually. It's going to take me a while. It stings because, you know, it's the Packers and we haven't beaten them in a while, but it stings, Jaden. It's difficult. I will get over this and look forward to the Browns next week and hopefully that we can get a bounce back win against the Packers at home on a Saturday and got to win that game. You can't lose the Packers 2 years in a row. And you just can't. You know, if you're the Bears, you've proven you can beat good teams. You've proven that you can beat elite caliber teams. And yeah, man, I'm disappointed in the way the Bears played. Could have done better. And yeah, very, very disappointed by Ben Johnson. Very disappointed in him. And do I think he's a good coach? Absolutely. But I'm going to be critical where I need to be critical. He should have ran it there. Every Bears fan knows that. Give it to DeAndre Swift. Give it to Kyle Manongai. Run the football. It's not difficult, but
they could just keep you thinking. They could just push.
Yeah, remember what they did earlier in the game with Caleb? Do that again. Like, it's not difficult. Like, but yeah, changing subjects here. Iowa basketball, the men and women's team. BTA. The Iowa men BTA'd Maryland. The Iowa women BTA'd Rutgers. And JJP, did you watch any of these games?
I watched the second half of the men's.
What did you think?
Bennett Search is back.
He's him. He's a great player, man. And, you know, for his story, for him to come from where he came from and nobody really believing in him. And, for nobody really believing in him, going the D2 route, you know, everywhere he's been, he said Ben McCollum right there by his side. And fortunately, I did not watch the game. I listened to it on the radio. And just domination by the Hawks. And Cam Manuel, shout out him, man. He's a great player. And
I thought since it was such a blowout, I thought McCollum was going to get in.
Yeah, my classmate, man. Come on, Ben. Put in your son, man. Shout out Peyton McCollum, man. Great player. And I think he's going to redshirt. I really do. I think he's, I mean, if he hasn't played this long into the season, I think he's going to redshirt.
Just like Bryce should, Bryce James.
Yeah, he should. I don't think he's ready yet.
But he's playing with the number two team in the nation. So, like, I don't think he's ever going to get a chance.
Yeah, but Peyton McCollum should redshirt if he hasn't played this much. And yeah, but yeah, man, I just great win by the Iowa men's team, man, and the women's team, and good to see them back to back, right? Because they were both on FS1 and they played back to back. And so yeah, man, Kansas basketball. Darren Peterson returned yesterday against Missouri. We won the border war, and my takeaways from the game is Darren played like Darren, right? Darren Peterson showed a way that played like himself, and yeah, man, I'm just really, really proud of Darren and how hard he played. And Kansas basketball's back, baby. We won against Missouri. We showed them why we're the better team, and yeah, I'm very happy the way we played. And yeah, man, just a great overall win by the. By my Kansas Jayhawks. And speaking of Iowa, their next opponent is against Iowa State. And speaking of that,
oh, yeah, the women or the men?
No, the men, and the men and the women. Iowa State men just beat Purdue. They didn't just beat them, they destroyed them
at home. It was the biggest loss.
Purdue, how does that happen?
At home.
How does that happen, Purdue? Now, Iowa State fans are all they're going to say is, we beat the number one team in the country. Yeah, bro, no, I don't care. Like, Purdue isn't once it used to be. If you have Zach Edey,
Purdue's so overrated. They're not the number one team.
They're not the number one team, bro. They're not even close. Michigan State is the number one team in the country. Like, obviously, fans are gonna say we beat the number one team, bro. Purdue is the most overrated team I think I've ever seen in college basketball, bro. You, congrats.
I don't even know if they're top 10.
No. Just because the only reason why they're ranked number one is because they have Brandon Smith coming back. I think Brandon Smith's a great player. I think Bannister's is better, but I think that he's, I just think that, you know, he's a better player, Bannister is, than Brandon Smith. And Iowa has a tough game on the road against Iowa State this Thursday, and hopefully Iowa wins, right? Because Cyclone fans are like, oh, it's a Cyclone State, Brett. Be quiet. It's a Hawkeye State, and always will be. That's why I was called the Hawkeye State, right? It always will be. And just because you beat us in every sport doesn't mean you're better than us. If Iowa football were to play again, we'd beat you guys. And that's a fact, not an opinion. You know that. Yeah, Iowa State fans know that they would beat us, that we would beat them. Wrestling, that was just a fluke. Drake Iowa should have won. I mean, first time in 20 years they beat Iowa. Congratulations. Like, you should be celebrating, but like, it's your first time in 20 years. Like, I don't want to hear anything. Like, took you 20 years. Me and you weren't even alive. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And, yeah, so look forward to the Hawkeye men and Hawkeye women and great times here. And, yeah, man, Kansas City Chiefs. What a disaster, man. I had no intent watching that game yesterday after what happened against the Chicago Bears. From my Chicago Bears, actually. But, yeah, man, it's just...
I just don't think they're, like, connected.
I don't know what their problem is.
They don't have, like, the connection and chemistry that they had in their Super Bowl years.
You know what's crazy is that they have a better offense this year than they did last year. And last year they won 16 games and lost two.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is playing the best he had in, like, 3 years.
But his team sucks. Yeah. I don't know.
They always drop the ball. If you saw, he threw three interceptions, but only, like, one was on him.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce dropped one, and then Rashee Rice.
Kelce needs to retire. He needs to retire, man. It's time to hang it up. Kelce, you've had a great career, but focus on T-Swift in the offseason, buddy. Like, you need to catch. Kelce will drop a ball, and then he'll come back and catch, like, a 50-yard pass. It's just, like, he's just so inconsistent. And, yeah, man, it was rough outing by the Chiefs, and they're done, man. I think the Super Bowl hopes, I think we can say, are officially over. They're not going to the playoffs.
They're 6-7.
Oh, man. I looked at the comments. All everybody said was 6-7, but, yeah, man, it's I'm just really disappointed in this year's Chiefs team. Like, they have a better offense than they do last year, but the problem is they're not blitzing the quarterback. Like, Spags, if you're a good defense coordinator, blitz the quarterback, bro. Like, it's not hard. You have all the players. You have Chris Jones. You have Carl Loftus. You have all those guys. Like, stop playing man coverage. Like, it's, you know, no wonder why you get beat 20 yards down the field, because you don't blitz the quarterback. Blitzing the quarterback equals pressure equals picks. Right? And it's just very, very disappointing. Outing by the Chiefs. And I don't know what to fix, man. I just don't think the Chiefs are what they once were. And it's very difficult to get over this. But Chiefs fans, I think the Super Bowl window is closing officially. And hopefully
this team might be coming to an end.
Might be. But after the Colts win, I thought that they were going to win the rest of their games all season, but it does not seem that way, and I think their season is officially over. And first time in 11 years, or first time in 10 years, that there's a new division winner. First time since... Let me say this one more time. I was in fourth grade the last time the Chiefs did not win the division. Let me say that one more time. Fourth grade. I'm in college now. That's been over 10 years since the Chiefs did not win the division. It's sad. It's unexcusable, and it's bad football, and it's just Chiefs have got to get it figured out, because Mahomes is playing better last year. I mean, this year than he was last year, and last year they were barely winning games. They were squeaking out. They were winning games that they probably should have not won, and this year they're winning games that they should have lost, or that they should have won, but they're losing, right? And it's kind of just different, but yeah, man, it's just, I don't know what to think of this anymore, and, you know, it's very, very disappointing, and, yeah, man, so speaking of Iowa State, Matt Campbell going to Penn State. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely think it's a good decision for him, and he was going to at some point.
Yeah.
He can't say, I would stay loyal forever.
No. If he wants to take the next step in his coaching
career.
He
wants to try to compete for a national championship.
But first of all, if he brings all his players, he's not going to compete. You have to spend money in the portal.
Transfer portal, recruiting.
You need to go out and spend a couple $1 million to get those 5-star recruits in Pennsylvania. You can't
bring the Iowa State.
No. No offense to those guys, but they're not Big Ten level players. They're just not. The Big Ten is a better conference than the Big 12. And yeah, speaking of that, I'm happy for him. You know, I'm glad Iowa doesn't face him anymore because I think his teams took a beating from Iowa. And when Iowa plays him, Penn State, hopefully that we beat down on him because I did not like him when he was at Iowa State, and I did not like him now. And it's crazy. They hired a head coach in like 8 minutes. Like right after they fired him, they just like hired a new one. Like. I personally think they should have done like a search, but like that guy said that when we were doing a video before we copped on, but when they fired him, they probably already had their next head coach in mind.
They already had it lined up. They knew he was going to leave.
Yeah, like they knew he was going to leave. But if you're Iowa State, like there were better guys out there. Like I think you could have at least. I'm not saying you don't hire Jimmy Rogers, but I'm just saying at least do a search before you hire him, right? And Jimmy Rogers is an okay hire. I mean, I don't think he's an elite coach, but I think he can stabilize the program and. Bring him back to, hopefully that Iowa State's bad, because I want Iowa to keep whooping up on him. We should have beaten him this year, by the way. We'll get into Iowa here in a little bit. But, it's just tough loss for the Cyclones. I feel bad, but I don't at the same time because I'm not an Iowa State fan and I hate him. But, I mean, a good opportunity for Matt Campbell to showcase what he's got in the Big Ten and against, guys. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how he does against Ohio State, against Oregon, against Iowa, against Indiana. It's going to be interesting to see how he does. And speaking of Indiana, man, what a game.
Shout out Indiana.
Fernando Mendoza is winning the Heisman Trophy. You can say what you want.
Heisman Mendoza,
man. He's winning the Heisman Trophy. And yeah, he struggled at first, but for him to come back and lead his team to a victory the fourth quarter, we did what he did. And, man, Ohio State, man, is it time to have discussions about getting rid of Ryan Day? Like, is it time to have discussions about that? Like, I just, Kurt Cincinnati, the greatest hire in college football history. Like, man, what a hire, man. I remember his first press conference. He said, Google me.
Yep, Google me.
Google me. And he wasn't wrong, man. He's lost one game in 2 years. No, he's lost, I mean, like, what games did they lose last year? Two? I think they lost two.
Yeah.
He's lost two games in 2 years. That's impressive. And, when Indiana hired him, we thought, okay, maybe they can get to bowl games, be 8-5, be 7-5, make bowl games. We didn't think they'd be this good.
They're competing for national championship.
Yeah, like, we didn't. Nobody would have thought that way. I mean, just nobody. Like, it's just it's just wild to see the rise of Indiana football. Because when Iowa used to play them, Indiana used to be bad. Yeah. Like, really. Like,
the last 30 times they played Ohio State, they lost.
No. Yes, they have. And it's not gone well for Indiana. And it's, if you're an Indiana fan, you should be very happy. I wanted Indiana to win. And I did not think Indiana was going to win. I really didn't. And like I said, I'm going to be critical where I need to be critical. Ohio State could have tied that game. Their kicker.
They need to start doing kicker practices.
Next practice, just kick field goals.
Or they just need to pick someone new up.
Yeah, bro. Because they did it against Michigan last year, and they lost in the game. The kicker missed three field goals in a row. Like, you cannot miss field goals at The Ohio State University. I'm not saying you have to go perfect, but in critical situations like that, you can't be missing field goals. Like, he did it last year against Michigan three different times. He did it this year against Indiana on the biggest stage. You cannot miss field goals in the biggest times of the game. You just can't. And if you're at Ohio State, who's competing for national championships year after year after year, you can't. You can't be missing kicks like that, I'm not being critical, but that's the reality of it here, is that you can't miss kicks in big situations, especially at Ohio State. And I hope Ohio State goes out and gets a new kicker, and I hope that they learn from their mistake, because there's no way they should have lost Indiana.
And that was like a chip shot field goal.
Yeah, like bro, that was yards. Like 20 yards. Like, bro, like, and then just like with the Bears kicker, he misses a 20-yard field goal, but then he'll come back and make like a 50-yarder. It makes no sense to me, like how that can happen. I don't want to hear, oh, the snap was bad. If you're a good kicker, the snap doesn't matter. Like, you'll make it. And so, yeah, man, it's just what a win by the Indiana Hoosiers. And hopefully they win the national championship this year. I really want them to. And it's going to get hard. I wonder who Indiana plays I don't.
In the playoff?
Yeah.
They get a bye because they're number one.
They should get a bye. And
then they'd play, I think, the lowest. No, they play whoever wins.
You know what?
12-5.
You know what's crazy? That Big Ten championship game could be a national championship rematch. Very, very well could be. And hopefully that Indiana, if I want Ohio State to lose, because then it'll be easier for Indiana. But Jaden, explain this to me. How did a 9-3 Alabama team get in the college football playoff? The playoff committee is so SEC biased, and I hate it so much. Notre Dame deserved to be in. How many losses did Notre Dame have?
What? Also, I don't think Alabama should be penalized for making their conference championship and losing to the number three team.
No.
But also, Notre Dame deserved to be in more than Alabama.
Exactly.
But at the same time, Alabama still deserves their spot because they made their conference championship and
Notre Dame didn't win it.
But Notre Dame didn't, like, they don't have even like a conference. But I think Notre Dame should have been in over James Madison. I don't think there should be two like 21 and 25 seed teams in the college football playoff.
No.
Like they just automatically get to go in because they won their conference.
Yeah, and how does a 9-3 that's
I think it should just be the top 12 teams.
Yeah.
The best 12 teams in the nation. Because if you win your conference, obviously you're going to be a high seed.
Yeah, obviously.
If you're a power five, power four team. So I think it should just be the top 12 teams.
Yeah, but it just proves that the committee's so SEC biased. Yeah. It's just sick.
Alabama always finds a way to sneak in.
Yeah, like Alabama could be 0-11 and they somehow find a way to sneak in. It's so embarrassing as like a college football fan.
The Tulane and James Madison games are not going to be close.
No one's going to watch those games.
No one's going to watch the game.
But, like, it's just, I don't, Alabama got in. Here's the only reason why Alabama got in, because they're Alabama. That's the only reason why. Like, because of their history, they got in because of that. And do I think Alabama's the same Alabama? Heck no. I think Kalen DeBoer's a soft coach. I really do. I don't think he coaches tough. I don't think he's a tough coach. I don't think he's demanding like that, like the next Saban, where he held you to a high standards. And, but it's just, I get Notre Dame isn't in the conference, but they're 11-1. They should be in. And it's, and Miami should have been in. That was a good call, but
yeah.
It's just so SEC bias, and it's sick, and I hate it. And it's
and I think Alabama has to play Indiana if they beat Oklahoma, so they're gonna get some
steamrolled.
Yeah,
Indiana's gonna show them why they don't deserve to be in there. But yeah, man. So speaking of Iowa versus Vanderbilt in the Roadquest Bowl. I hope Iowa beats on Diego Pavia, because I do not like Diego Pavia. I think he's cocky. I think he's snotty. I think he
still thinks he should be the Heisman.
Bro, you're not winning the Heisman. You're not even going to make the NFL, for God's sake.
I don't even think he should be a finalist for it.
No. Like, bro, do you see what they were trying to do, scheduling another game? Like, bro,
yeah.
What are you trying to do? Like, I hate Diego Pavia with all my heart. Like, bro, you are not a good quarterback.
I hope he plays, too. I hope he plays.
I hope Iowa beats BTAs him. Seriously. But he probably won't because he's soft. Like, yeah. Like most quarterbacks don't. I get a bowl game's a reward for a good season, but, like, at least showcase what you got. Like, I get people opting out for the draft, but, like, the bowl games mean something. Like, it's a reward on a great season. And if you're opting out, that just shows that you're scared. It shows you don't want to play against good competition. And, you know, I think,
honestly, like, Iowa could be in the college football playoff right now if they won.
They would have beaten Oregon and Indiana and Iowa State and USC. Like, Iowa,
they could be undefeated.
They should be undefeated. The game was so close. I remember watching it, and Drew Stevens missed that field goal. I was like, it's over. It's over. Drew Stevens is so inconsistent. Like, it's just, but yeah, are you tired of going to the RailQuest Bowl every year? I mean, I am.
It's the same 8-win season.
Yeah, and then we'll lose the bowl game. We'll find some way to screw it up like we always do. But it's just, it's time to move on from Kirk. Like I said, I like the guy. I think he's a great coach, but college football is passing.
Back.
Oh, man. More mediocrity. Here we come. Another 8-win season.
Another 8-win season. Maybe we can get 9. Wow.
Yeah, somehow.
Maybe a better
He'll find
game.
A way to mess up Trayden Bessinger. Like a good quarterback, he'll find a way to. And then what you know, he'll go somewhere else and he'll play really well because it's Iowa. They don't develop quarterbacks well. And yeah, it's just. I'm very, very disappointed in Iowa this year. I think they had an okay season. They could not be the elite team. And for Iowa to be an elite team, I think they need to get rid of Kirk. I don't think Kirk's an elite-level coach. I think he's an okay coach. Do I think he's an overrated coach? I mean, yeah. I mean, he hasn't won the big game. He hasn't, you know, won all that stuff. He hasn't won those. He's the all-time Big Ten winning coach, but he hasn't won anything. He hasn't won a Big Ten championship. He hasn't won a national championship. Like, it's just, we deserve more. We deserve more as Iowa fans. And, you know, I know I may be harsh, but me and Jaden agree that we should be better. We deserve better. We should be better. And yeah, man, I just I'm disappointed in Iowa this year. Had a good year, but just didn't exceed expectations and going to be a good team. They were right, like I said, they were right there with Oregon. They were right there with Iowa State. They were right there with Indiana. They were right there with they were right there with Oregon, Penn State, Iowa State, USC. Indiana, and USC. That's 5 wins. 8 plus 5 is 12. You could easily be undefeated right now. I mean, you could be, but Mark's stats at Iowa are gross. Like, his passing stats, bro. I'm starting to think this is where quarterbacks come to die. Like, I'm dead serious on that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, like, a curse or something, but he was a good runner, obviously. But his passing numbers, he had 7 touchdowns and 5 picks. That's not good. That is not good. It's not good at all, man. Like, I think for Iowa next year, what we need to do is we need to start trading Bessinger, the guy from Utah. We need to develop a quarterback like we did with Nate Stanley, started for 3 years. I think trading Bessinger is the best quarterback recruit we've ever gotten. I mean, I really do. And what's knowing Iowa, they'll probably find a way to screw it up, but they'll probably transfer after the first year. But I hope that Iowa starts trading Bessinger because he's a good quarterback. He's 6'4", great arm, and I just hope that Iowa Kirk realizes that. This is what I'll probably do. They'll probably start Hank Brown, which just shouldn't. I think Hank Brown's okay. I don't think he's trading Bessinger level, but yeah, it's just it's really disappointing. But yeah, my Walking Northwest Wolves, man. Did you see our score against Urbandale? Mm-mm. We beat Urbandale. I forget what the score was, but I know we won. And man, did you see Northwest's jerseys this year for basketball? Bro, those away jerseys are the ugliest jersey thing I've ever seen, bro. They're literally black, and they have gray that says Wolves on it. Like, bro, gray's not even in our – black's not even in our colors, bro. Whoever designed those jerseys needs to be fired, bro. Like, I hate them so much, bro. Like, it's just – I hate it, man. And so, yeah, shout out my Walking Northwest Wolves, man. We – rest of the season's underway. My brother, he's doing pretty good. He's had a couple matches here at Donnybrook, and Shador Sanders is going to be...
Yeah, he's the starter for the rest of the
season. Well, hopefully the Bears whoop up on him next week because we're going to show him why he's not a good quarterback. And, yeah, man.
I heard Hoover lost in overtime for basketball.
Who'd they play?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. Shout out Hoover, man. You know, just...
Shout out Chase Hendo.
Yeah.
He's playing for Montana.
Shout out him, man.
Does he start? I don't even know. I haven't even seen a Montana game.
You haven't even seen Jace Henderson?
Nah. I see, like, highlights.
Oh, that's Chase in him?
That's Chase in him.
Yeah, but speaking of that, Dio Evans, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to GOAT Dio Evans. Meaning to get him on this podcast. And what did you think of the big game in Michigan and Ohio State? What did you think about that game? I don't think we've been back to talk, so.
Ohio State finally.
Got over the hump. Got over the hump, man. And, what Iowa State players, real quick, do you think we'll go over with Matt Campbell?
I don't think any of them should.
No, because they're not Big Ten level players. I think
Carson Hansen might. Rocco definitely shouldn't. Rocco should stay.
He probably will, but he shouldn't.
Rocco should stay at Iowa State.
I think what Matt Campbell should do is just start over. Start from scratch. Yeah. Go out, get recruits. And now all those Penn State recruits are going to start decommitting. They're going to start going to... You know, they're going to start going Virginia Tech because of James Franklin. Because when those guys committed to Penn State, they were Franklin recruits. And so, yeah, man.
Carson Hansen, probably Bramer, the tight end.
Does he have any extra years of eligibility left?
I don't know.
Probably Gabe Burkel, the tight end.
Yeah.
Who else? I don't really know any other players.
Yeah, I don't know.
Conradi, probably. He's inconsistent, though, too.
Yeah.
He'll show up against Iowa. He'll show up.
He hit a 65-yard field goal, then he misses a 30.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, bro. Like, he shows up against Iowa and doesn't do anything else the rest of the season. But, yeah, so real quick, how are your Lakers doing, man? How you guys?
I think they just won last night.
Hey, shout out Lakers.
They're doing good. LeBron's back. LeBron just dropped 30 after he broke his 10-point game.
Do you think LeBron did that on purpose?
I think he did.
To drop 8 points?
Just to let go of the... like pressure on him.
Yeah.
But they beat the Sixers last night. They're
the Bronny play?
No. Oh wait, no, he didn't. They need to play Dalton Connect more.
They don't play Dalton Connect?
No. He's always sitting on the bench.
Why would you draft him with the 14th overall pick and not play him? Especially because the way he played at Tennessee, like a sharpshooter. I think he could be the next Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think Dalton Kinect could be the next Austin Reeves. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, yeah, Lakers, you need to be starting. I'm not saying start Dalton Kinect, but at least play him.
At least be like the first, second person off the bench.
Yeah, like, you're gonna draft him. That's just a waste of draft picks. Then, like, it's just, it's wasteful. Like,
but I mean, they're still second in the conference, 17-6 behind the 23-1 Thunder. They're 23-1.
Yeah, man. Shout out the Thunder, man. They're a good team, and yeah, man. So, speaking of that, real quick, this will be our last podcast before we go to winter break. I hope all of you guys have a safe and healthy winter break. I'll be having family in town. My cousin from the University of Texas, who actually was just in Sweden, is coming back to. They live in Chicago, so they're going to be coming over and join the family. And so, JJP, what are your holiday plans?
Going back to the grandma's.
Going back, man. Just there for Thanksgiving. Going back, man. Guess who's back? Back again. You got family that's coming back. And
yep.
Yeah, I do too. And so yeah, so let's just get into this real quick. I know we've already done it, but what are your top three Christmas movies?
The original Grinch movie.
What, Jim Carrey?
Yep. Polar Express.
You guys want to hear Sicko Mode?
Or Mo Bamba.
Why not both?
And then I'd say, let me look them up.
Home Alone?
Yeah, Home Alone.
One. All right, mine
Home
is
Home Alone 1.
Home Alone 1, obviously. Elf. I actually just watched Elf the other day. Great movie. Seen it 100 times. I can pretty much quote every single line in that movie. Great movie. Home Alone, Elf, and then, Jim Carrey's Grinch is pretty good. But you know it's Jim Carrey in the costume, but you don't think it's him. Because, like, you think it's somebody else. But, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
You think it's somebody else, but it's actually him. But, yeah, man, it's, hopefully all you guys have a safe and happy holidays, man, and good to be back with you guys, man. It's hopefully that you guys pick up an issue here.
Campus Chronicle,
pick up a paper, man. We got some good stuff. D-Max Special Ankeny Urban Boone issue, man. We got some good stuff here. We got great stories.
You can see Ben Hammer on the back.
Yeah, Ben Hammer on the back. We got Cordella pitching in with some stories, and we got obviously the GOAT JJP with his amazing flicks on here. And yeah, man. So yeah, man. It's crazy. This weather is crazy, and it's Iowa for you guys. So hope you guys have a safe and healthy Christmas break. It's going to be a fun one, and hopefully that my Bears, hopefully that we bounce back and get a win. We need to beat the Packers. I'm not looking forward. I'm not looking ahead. We need one step at a time. We need to beat the Browns. I know they're a bad team. Take care of business then come home and beat the Packers. You know what? The Packers play the Broncos, and they're going to get their ass beat. My brother's a Broncos fan. So, Charlie, if you're listening to this, go Broncos. This is the only time I'm going to cheer for the Broncos because they're going to decimate the Packers. I hate the Packers with all my heart. I will never, ever want them to win any game that they play. Hopefully that Iowa wins. Iowa women play this Wednesday against Iowa State. It's a great ranked matchup, by the way. Audie Crooks versus Hannah.
Crooks leads the nation in scoring right now.
Well, like, when you weigh that much, yeah. Like, you're going to, bro.
You just got a pesitor in the paint.
Yeah, boop. That's there you go. Like, it's just, I really do think Iowa can win this game. I mean, last year they won. I think Iowa can win this game. I really do. We gotta win one game in the state of Iowa. Come on, Hawkeye women. We gotta win one game. We lost in football. We lost in wrestling. We gotta win one game. Come on now. We gotta get on the board here. It always will be a Hawkeye state. It always will be. But we gotta win one game here. At least win if there's any game I want us to win, I think we're gonna win the women game. And Kansas plays this Saturday, I believe, against NC State. Hopefully that they win. Hopefully Darren comes back and plays well. And he already was back, but hopefully he plays well. And yeah, man, it's a good time, you know, here at DMAC if you're a student. And yeah, man, it's a great time. And so hopefully you guys have a safe and healthy break. And
good luck with your finals.
Good luck with your finals, man. It's going to be hard. But so speaking of that, real quick, last thing we talk about, I promise. Do you have any finals?
I do. History.
What's it about?
I don't even know. Whatever's on this.
Paul Byrd, right, man. Shout him out. Paul Byrd, you need to do better with your emails, man.
It's like World War II, the Cold War. Everything up.
Bring me back to high school days. My high school days learning about this stuff.
I just had to write a final paper for it.
Okay.
But we have you got to log in again. Yeah, but Paul Byrd, Make sure we're looking at our emails next time.
Let's make sure we check our Outlook account. Let's make sure that we catch up with Mr. JJP here on his emails. Good talking to you guys. As always, I hope you guys have a safe and great Christmas break. I'll be enjoying myself watching some football, hopefully watching my teams win. And good to talk to you again, JJP. It's always a pleasure talking with my guy. Peace.
See you guys next time.
See you next time.